Like I say, we appreciate that, the service thus far. Trust you'd pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts and that for the service today. So you just bear with us. We're glad to have you. You can turn your Bibles to the book of Numbers, the 10th chapter. 10th chapter of the book of Numbers. We're going to read you some out of the book of Numbers here in a minute. Before I read that, I'm going to read several verses if I can find them right quick. So you bear with us. You can look these up later. This is in Exodus, the 3rd chapter. Says, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb." 4th chapter, the 18th verse says, "And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said unto him, Let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace." When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, and that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt, then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. And the name of the other was Eleazar, for the God of my father, said he, was mine help, and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife unto Moses into the wilderness where he encamped at the Mount of God. He said unto Moses, I am thy father-in-law, Jethro, am come unto thee and thy wife and her two sons. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and did obeisance and kissed him, and they asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, Blessed be the Lord who hath delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who hath delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods. For in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. And Aaron came and all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people. And the people stood by Moses from the morning until the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning unto evening? And Moses said unto his father-in-law, Because the people come unto me to inquire of God. When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, The thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away, both thou and this people that is with thee. For this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice, and I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, and rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place in peace. So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties and rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons. The hard causes they brought unto Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way into his own land. The 10th chapter, the book of Numbers. I'm going to start with the 29th verse. It said, And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, We are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you, Come thou with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to mine own land and to my kindred. And he said, leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be, that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will we do unto thee. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of Scripture, a lot more than I had counted on reading this morning, but the Lord knows our hearts, and he knows what you stand in need of. And I just pray this morning, and I, just to be honest with you, don't know exactly which way we're going to go or what we're going to do, but we'd like to stay around just a little verse, God being our helper, and if we can. Now, we appreciate these two that we give the right hand of church fellowship to this morning, and I normally do this, and I don't know whether I'm going to charge them very much or not. Just to be honest with you, I don't even know what I'm going to do as far as that goes, but we're just going to try our best to get ourselves out of the way. If nothing else, my friend, that it's been good reading the Word. It most certainly has. It's just been good reading the Word this morning. You might say, preacher, I didn't get that much out of it. Well, you might ought to go home and read it. My friend, just read it for a little bit. The Bible says here, and I wanted to try my best to do that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts, but I'd like to leave some good encouragement with these two, and my friend, and you too. I'd like to, and I don't know what we're going to do, my friend, and I thought that as we went back and read that about Jethro, my friend, and Jethro being that of the father-in-law of that of Moses, my friend, and in Numbers it calls him, my friend, Raguel, my friend, which is also Jethro. In other words, it was his father-in-law, my friend. But I wanted you to see the relationship, my friend, that Moses and his father-in-law had. My friend, they had a good acquaintance. My friend, they was on some common ground. My friend, they most certainly was. My friend, though Jethro, my friend, had served other gods. My friend, but brethren, he saw the goodness of God through that of his son-in-law Moses. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And then it come down to time. My friend, that they is leaving Egypt and they is going over into Canaan land. My friend, and he said, come, go with us. My friend, come and go with us. My friend, for the Lord has spoken good things. My friend, concerning Israel. My friend, I'd like to say to these two this morning, my friend, just to come, go with us. My friend, brethren, there's some good things. My friend, ahead for God's people. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Now, you may think, well, preacher, I just joined the church. My friend, they ain't nothing for me. My friend, you'll find that I read here that Jethro said, I'm not going with you. My friend, I'm going back home. My friend, to my own land. My friend, but Moses needed some help. My friend, yes, he did. He needed somebody. My
my friend, brother, not that he didn't have somebody, my friend, but he didn't want good help. My friend, to leave him. No, he didn't. You might say, preacher, was Jethro good help to him? If he wouldn't have, my friend, he wouldn't have told him to come go with him. My friend, he said, thou shalt be unto me. My friend, the eyes. My friend, in other words, you can see. My friend, what's going on? My friend, and you can discern things. My friend, yes, sir, he had found out that Jethro, my friend, was a man. My friend, brethren, that cared for his soul. My friend, he most certainly did. The church loves you. My friend, can I say this? My friend, you say, preacher, some of them don't know me. My friend, brother, they'll get to know you. My friend, they most certainly will. My friend, if you'll allow it. My friend, brethren, it works both ways. Yes, it does. I'm going to say this. My friends, I said a while ago, these folks, thanks, brethren, well, I just joined the church. My friend, brethren, it ain't got nothing that comes with it. My friend, brethren, there's benefits in the church. My friend, I believe Moses knowed that God was going to do some great things. Yes, sir. My friend, I don't know altogether, but I believe Moses had faith. My friend, didn't he? Yes, he did. My friend, and he knowed that God had spoke good things. My friend, concerning Israel and them on their journey. My friend, brethren, I can tell you this morning that the Lord has spoken good things. My friend, concerning the church. My friend, you didn't become just part. My friend, of Mountain View Baptist Church. My friend, you became part of the church. My friend, brethren, which goes farther and beyond. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, and there'll be things, my friend, that you'll get. My friend, you'll benefit from. My friend, being around the church. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, and I'll be honest with you. My friend, there's plenty for you to do. Yes, they are. My friend, it's hard to find good help. My friend, these days. Yes, it is. My friend, you say, preacher, you ought not say that. My friend, brethren, it says we believe. My friend, I believe it starts out. My friend, having bled, been led, as we believe by the Spirit of God. My friend, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, as our Savior. You're saved before you're baptized. My friend, I want you to remember that. My friend, brethren, but there's something that comes, brethren, with being part of the church. They most certainly are. My friend, there's some things I can't even tell you about this morning. My friend, that comes with being a part of the church. My friend, I see people sometimes, they don't reap the whole benefit. My friend, yes, sir. Brethren, Jethro was fixing to miss out on something. My friend, if he didn't come go with Israel. Yes, he was. My friend, brethren, and I'm just going to say this, you're going to miss something. My friend, if you just don't get in here wholeheartedly. My friend, brethren, wholeheartedly. My friend, put you all in. My friend, put you all in it. my friend, he said, and in the profession, and on the profession of your faith, our faith, having been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. My friend, we do now in the presence of God, angels and this assembly, most solemnly and joyfully enter into covenant with one another as one body in Christ. My friend, brethren, you're under a covenant. My friend, yes, you are. That's what that says. My friend, what I just read you is the first paragraph. My friend, of that covenant. Yes, sir. My friend, I might read it all to you and I might not. But I want you to know the rest of these paragraphs begin with we engage. My friend, brethren, I believe the next one says we engage therefore. My friend, the one after that says we also engage. My friend, the one after that says we further engage. Glory to God. My friend, and the last one says we moreover engage. My friend, brethren, you need to get engaged. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That means, my friend, put it in drive. My friend, and thank God if you can hit overdrive, go at it. Glory to God. Yes, sir. My friend, you say, preacher, that ain't what he's talking about. We engage, therefore, by the aid of the Holy Spirit to walk together in Christian love, to strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort, to promote its prosperity and spirituality. My friend, listen. My friend, to sustain its worship, my friend, ordinances, discipline, and doctrines, to contribute cheerfully and regularly to the support of the ministry, the expense of the church, and the relief of the poor, and the spread of the gospel through all nations. My friend, that's the second paragraph. My friend, you think you need to engage? My friend, you think you need to get prepared? You say, preacher, I just come join the church. My friend, there ain't no responsibility go with it. My friend, negative. It won't work. My friend, brethren, you need to put your whole heart, my friend, in the midst of this. My friend, you'll find out you do this. You'll find out the benefits. Yes, you will. My friend, you'll find out that Moses, when Moses was called, my friend, to go down and deliver the children of Israel. My friend, the Bible says, my friend, glory, hallelujah. My friend, the Bible says that he said he couldn't go. My friend, yes, sir, he said, I can't go. My friend, he said, I'm not a man of eloquent speech. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It wasn't that he didn't want to go. My friend, he didn't think he was able to go. My friend, you might think you're not able. My friend, Cole, you might think you're too young. My friend, but brethren, I can read you scripture after scripture where God used young people. My, yes, he did. my friend, keep your mind on Jesus. My friend, you might not be a friend of this world. My friend, but thank God you'll have a friend above this world. Yes, you will. My friend, he'll go with you when mom and dad can't go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He'll be your help. My friend, he'll be your stay. Yes, he will. My friend, you might think, well, preacher, I ain't working and I can't help support this church. My friend, there's more here than monetary things. My friend, yes, sir, and I'm just going to be honest with you. My friend, if we get folks doing these other things, they wouldn't be worried about the monetary. Glory! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brother, it said it's prosperity. My friend, and it's spirituality. You say, preacher, to prosper is to gain. My friend, you don't think we need the gain? My friend, brother, we got several empty pews. Glory to God. My friend, it'd be all right, me, Cole, if I'll pick you out of banks and just fill it up. My friend, yes, sir. And when it gets to running over, you can get another. Yes, sir. Glory. There'll be folks you can reach that I can't reach. My friend, or anybody else. As far as that goes. My friend, but I want you to realize that you're a member of the church. My friend, now the church has many members. My friend, I've heard people say before, my friend, just let them do it. My friend, well, I ain't figured out who them are. My friend, all together, but them normally gets it done. Did you know that? My friend, them normally get it done. Whoever them are. My friend, and they, well, they asked for it. My friend, well, they probably did. My friend, and let they do it because they gonna deal with it. Yes, sir. My friend, you know what I find interesting about that? My friend, if we're one church, my friend, yet many members, we're one body. My friend, that means you're a member of the body. My friend, yes, sir. And they ain't no they or them in either one of them. No, sir, you can't find it in one. My friend, when you're one, my friend, it's us. My friend, I. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Too many folks. My friend, this morning want to escape. My friend, I'll be quite frank with you. Too many folks have forgotten the covenant that they're under. My friend, Jethro and Moses, my friend, had a good relationship. My friend, I hear folks talk about their in-laws. My friend, a lot of times. My friend, you know what? My friend, for the most part, my friend, brethren, they ain't got no good ones. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you ought not say that. Well, just listen to people. My friend, talk about their in-law. My friend, but listen to me. My friend, I thank God that God makes some good ones. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Now, you got to figure out, my friend, that Moses was on the backside of the mountain of God. My friend, the Bible said he kept his father-in-law's sheep. My friend, 40 years he kept them. My friend, there's some other things in here, Lord, let me. My friend, I'd like to get to. Zipporah, my friend, was Moses' wife. My friend, yes, sir. And then Zipporah got mad at Moses. My friend, you know that? My friend, you want to know what her and them two sons was doing back home? My friend, glory to God. My friend, there's a verse in there that don't look like it fits anywhere. high, friend, but it has all to do with the attitude of Zipporah. My friend, against Moses, she said, "You're a bloody man." My friend, "You're a murderer." Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, the Bible says after they fell, come out of Egypt over there. My friend, that God had told Moses, my friend, he said, "Now circumcise your sons." Yes, sir. My friend and brethren, he circumcised them. My friend, Zipporah wasn't raised that way. My friend, and she thought it was ridiculous, my friend, what he had done. My friend and brethren, she didn't want to be with him. He sent her home. How glory to God. My friend, and Jethro kept his mouth shut. My friend, he is a good father-in-law. Glory to God. My friend, and he was a good father. My friend, he never did. The scripture don't say, but I just gathered the figure. He never did, my friend, tell them they was going home one day. My friend, but he heard about the goodness of God. My friend, and how good God had been to Israel. My friend brought them out of Egypt. My friend bringing them through that wilderness. My friend and brethren, it don't say he asked Zipporah. He went in there and he told Zipporah. He said, "Gather your things together. My friend, you and the sons is going home." Glory to God. You say, "Preacher, why is that so good?" My friend, brethren, they belonged at home. Yes, they did. Yes, sir. Jethro, my friend, know they belonged at home. My friend, therefore, he sent them home. Yes, sir. Listen to me. My friend, I could say some things on that, but I won't. My friend, listen. Now, they may be a time in your life you think the church is doing you wrong. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. My friend, that might be some of the most difficult time you'll ever have. My friend, but I'll assure you one thing. My friend, church won't do you wrong. My friend, no, sir. Not the church. My friend, now, there might be some people in the church do you wrong. My friend, they might be some of them talk about you. My friend, you didn't want to hear that, did you? My friend, but listen. My friend, it don't matter. My friend, I've had them talk about me. Yes, sir, not in a good way. My friend, yes, sir, according to them, I'm guilty of a lot of things. My friend, again, whoever them are. I just say, "Preacher, and people talk about you, what do you do?" My friend, well, I'll tell you what I do. My friend, I'll pray for them, but I just keep on keeping on. My friend, ain't no need me backing up. My friend, I ain't got time to discuss it with them no way. My friend, what did old Nehemiah tell Tobiah then? Nehemiah told Tobiah, he said, "Should such a man as I flee, shall I come down off this wall, my friend, to discuss with you?" My friend Tobiah, he said, "Even a little fox run on that wall, they'll tear it down." Yes, sir, he didn't have no confidence. My friend Tobiah didn't, but Tobiah's job was to discourage Nehemiah. You think about that. My friend, you think about that. My friend, brother, people sometimes want to discourage you instead of encourage you. My friend, if you'll engage yourself, as this covenant says, there'll be a lot of problems won't bother you. My friend, yes, they will. You say, "Preacher, you ought not tell her about problems." My friend, around the church, well, I'll tell you one thing. night, friend, you stay in the church long enough, you'll find out they got problems too. At night, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. At night, friend, and everybody here is right. Just remember that, everybody here. At night, friend, it's just like retail. At night, friend, brother, the customer's right. At night, friend. And I was told that years ago. At night, friend, yes, sir. Years ago, and I mean I was a teenager. At night, friend, I worked at the local drugstore. At night, friend, I didn't. At night, friend, I worked at the fountain. At night, friend, I was a soda jerk. At night, friend, sort of what they call, but I took money. At night, friend, and brother, the first thing my boss, the owner of the drugstore, taught me, he said, somebody gives you money, he said, you lay it right there. At night, friend, he said, once you give them their change, at night, friend, then you put it in the drawer. At night, friend, and close the drawer. At night, friend, I done that. I made that a practice. At night, friend, brethren, and we get busy. I mean busy. At night, friend, the drugstore was full one day. I just got to tell you. At night, friend, I'll run on. At night, friend, there'll be some help for you in the church. At night, they most certainly will. At night, friend, I mean the drugstore was full. There was people waiting on things. There's people waiting to pay. At night, friend, and I, this woman give me a $10 bill. At night, friend, for her prescription. I don't remember what the change was, but I laid that 10 right up there. At night, friend, and brethren, I give her her change. At night, friend, and I put that 10. When I shut that door, she cried out. She said, I give you a 20. And I said, no, ma'am. At night, friend, you give me a 10. At night, friend, oh, no. And she just got louder. And she just got, you said, you're cheating me. At night, friend. Brother, the owner's back there filling prescriptions. He come out. At night, friend, he said, what's the problem? I said, well, she says she give me a 20. At night, friend, I said, she give me a 10. He said, what'd she give you? I said, she give me a 10. At night, friend, he shut her down. At night, friend, he told everybody in there, said, let's just wait a minute. At night, friend, brother, we shut the cash registers down, two of them. At night, friend, we counted all the money. At night, friend, you can run a little report. At night, friend, we was 27 cents off. At night, friend, he took that 27 cents and give it to her. He said, then don't come back. Listen to me. At night, friend, brethren, do what's right. At night, friend, you won't have to worry about all the rest of it today. No, you won't. At night, friend, brethren, you know why a lot of talk don't bother me. At night, friend, because I'm going to try my best to do it right. At night, friend, do y'all hear me? At night, friend, you say, preacher, they say a lot. At night, friend, I can't help what people say. At night, friend, but I can help what I do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. At night, friend, and you need to think. At night, friend, you say, preacher, they ain't much man about you. At night, friend, I'll tell you one thing I heard a big man say. At night, friend, he said, it's harder not to swing than it is to swing. Oh, at night, friend, you know. At night, friend, yes, sir, and he's a pretty good sized fellow. At night, friend, that told me that. I'd hate for him to hit me. At night, friend, yes, sir. Why is it so hard not to swing? At night, friend, because the first impression is to swing. At night, friend, the first impression, these folks that's been saved, I believe, from their testimony sitting out here. I'm not offended, but I'll guarantee you the right person get under their skin. I'm not offended the right way. I'm not offended and they'll think all kinds of things. Yes, they will. Yes, sir. I'm not offended. And if they keep thinking them things, it'll eat them up. It'll rob them of their joy. I'm not offended. Yes, it will. Yes, sir. They ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. What about you? Glory to God. You say, preacher, is there joy in this way? My friend, brother, it's one of the fruits. Did you not know? It's one of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven cometh not with observation. No, sir. My friend, but the kingdom of heaven is joy. Yes, sir. Peace. Yes, sir. Thank God. My friend, you know what it takes not to swing. My friend, it takes a bigger man. Yes, sir. And they's a bigger one on the inside. Yes, they are. If you'll let him raise up. My friend, if you'll let him stand up. Brethren, and get in the place he needs to be. My friend, now I'm going to tell both of you something. My friend, you can't feed that inward man. My friend, a bunch of junk. No, sir. My friend, you have to put him on a diet. Yes, you do, a strict diet. My friend, a spiritual things. Yes, sir. My friend, things that are accompanied by the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. My friend, and brother, you feed him them things. My friend, he'll grow bigger than you are. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. My friend, and when you really, really, really need him, my friend, you'll be amazed what he can do. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. I ain't telling you nothing you don't know. My friend, I want you to know you're under a covenant. My friend, I'll read these other paragraphs here in a minute. My friend, brethren, Jethro. Jethro had made such an impression. My friend, on Moses. On Moses. I thought a lot of times. My friend, brother, had it have been me. My friend, I don't know whether I could have got past. My friend, the fact that he had other gods. My friend, y'all remember the time when Jacob, my friend, went down to Laban's house. My friend, he spent 20 years down there. My friend, the Bible said that Jacob told him, said, you've changed my wages 10 times. My friend, yes, sir. He said, it's time for me to go. Yes, sir, I'm going home. My friend, I'm going home. The Bible says, my friend, if I'm not mistaken, Rachel was with child. My friend, when they left. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, Rachel done something, my friend. And brethren, Laban accused Jacob of doing it. My friend, do you know what that was? My friend, Jacob. Laban didn't accuse Jacob of stealing his cattle. His sons did. His sons told him, said, you stole everything we got. My friend started getting all the ring stripe and the spotted cat. Yes, sir. My friend, he left. I'll say this. My friend, the Bible says when he went over there, he didn't have nothing but a staff in his hand. The scripture says when he come back, he had two bands. Two bands of them. Yes, sir. Cattle, sheep and goats. Yes, sir. Men, servants, maid servants. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, they got on out there a little way. My friend, and here come Laban. My friend, Laban was tore up. now, friend, he said, it's enough that you've went away. Now, friend, but you've took my gods with you. Yeah, I took my gods with you. Now, friend, Jacob didn't know it. Jacob didn't take them. Now, friend, and he told Laban, he said, you search. He said, you go through the camps. Now, friend, he said, if you find them, you can help them. Now, friend, carry them back with you. But he said, I didn't take them. Now, friend, you know what happened? Now, friend, Laban didn't find them. Now, friend, no, sir, he didn't. He searched everywhere. Now, friend, the Bible said he come in Rachel's camp. Now, friend, and Rachel was sitting on him. Yes, she was. And he asked her to move, and he said, she said, I am as the such of the way of women. Now, friend, and he bypassed her. Glory to God, you think about it. Now, friend, them gods meant something to Laban. Yes, they did. Yes, sir. Now, friend, but I want you to know before they got home, now, friend, Jacob realized who had the gods. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, can I tell you what they done with them? The Bible says before God ever blessed Jacob, now, friend, they took them gods and they buried them under a tree. Now, yes, sir. And then they went to the house of God, which was Bethel. Which was Bethel. Brethren, that's where he left from. And he said, that's where I, he said, you bring me back again. He said, I'll give a tenth unto you. Did he know? Now, friend, God blessed Jacob. Now, friend, God had blessed Moses. God had blessed Jethro. Now, friend, Jethro was a smart man. Now, friend, intelligent man. Now, friend, and Jethro found out, my friend, that Moses was the man that he was because of the God he served. Now, friend, hear me. Hear me. Laban found out the same thing. Did he not? First time that Jacob come to Laban, he said, no. I said, I'm not going to let you go. He said, I've learned by experience, brethren, that God has blessed me for you being here. Yes, sir. I don't know what you think about these things or not, my friend, but brethren, have you ever thought, my friend, that God puts you somewhere that you might be a blessing to somebody else? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, he still does it, folks. My friend, you can believe what you want to. My friend, but he still does it. Yes, he does. Me and you'd mind the Lord, it'd be amazing what the Lord would do for us. Yes, sir. Just do for us. My friend, I could say some other things. My friend, I don't know. I told you I didn't know what I was preaching. My friend, the truth of it is, I don't know where I've been or where I'm going either. No, sir. My friend, it's hard to figure out. You say, preacher, you're just charged them and we go home. My friend, I got a little bit for you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think I'll change my name to my friend Jethro. Oh, glory to God. My friend, seemed like the Lord was blessing him. My friend, you can call yourself what you are. My friend, you know, I'm going to say, my friend, I work with an old boy. My friend, he went to school with my daughter. My friend, and she asked me one day, she said, you know, Xavier so-and-so. And I said, well, my friend, I know an Xavier. His last name ain't that. She said, what is it? I said, it's Christian. My friend, Xavier Christian. My friend, she said, that's who I'm talking about. I said, he changed his name. I said, changed his name? I said, yes. And when he got saved, said he changed his name. Glory. Glory to God. My friend, I believe he got saved. I really do. He's a good boy. Yeah. My friend, brethren, he used to be a dealer. Well, I'll just leave it that way in the local community. My friend, he told me his history. My friend, his grandpa was a bootlegger. My friend, yes, sir, and I know that for a fact. My friend, when he told me who his grandpa was. But listen to me. Listen. My friend, he told me, he said, when I got saved, my friend, he said, I didn't want to be called that no more. Glory to God. He said, I went down. He said, I had it changed. My friend, Xavier Christian. My friend, I said, well, good for you. My friend, I ain't going to change my name, but I'll be honest with you. My friend, God don't call me by Randy Noah. But I sure know what he calls me. My friend, yes, sir. Don't you? My friend, when the Lord gets talking to you, don't you know it's you? My friend, yes, sir. My friend, it don't matter what it used to be. My friend, that's what that little white stone says. My friend, the Bible said there ain't nobody knows what that name is. My friend, except him that received the little white stone and him that gave it. My friend, oh, preacher, you can't preach that to me. My friend, brethren, hear me. Hear me. I will say this. My friend, I don't want to scare you or run you off either one. My friend, but I want to tell you something. My friend, God will speak to you. My friend, and sometimes you get stubborn enough. My friend, he'll talk to you just like I'm talking to you. Yes, he will. My friend, I worked in Marjon Carpets. My friend, brethren, I was the third one they hired. Didn't have hardly nobody there. My friend, we was building racks to put carpet in. My friend, and them racks just long, and them old aisles was just hollow. My friend, God was dealing with me, and I didn't realize what he was dealing with me about. But he was dealing with me. My friend, and I'd go back there to load somebody, and I'd have to walk all the way through them aisles. My friend and brethren, I couldn't tell you how many times I went back there, somebody hollered at me. My friend, and there's one time I had enough. I said, I'm going to run down there and see who it is. Hey, somebody playing a joke on me. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I ain't found nobody yet. Then one day the Lord spoke again. My friend, I just thought, well, Lord, I didn't know it was you. And he said, yes, you did. Yes, you did. My friend, you just been ignoring me. My friend, yes, sir. And you know, he had it. My friend, he had it. You let the Lord get to calling your name. My friend, brother, and you let it call him more than once. My friend, you get afeared. Yes, you will. You get affrighted. Yes, sir. My friend, hear me. My friend, the church has some benefits. My friend, now I'm not going to, my friend, just be as honest as I know how to be. My friend, brethren, these folks says, preacher, I just ain't never seen the benefits, my friend, of being part of the church. My friend, well, why hadn't you? My friend, you know, I'm going to say something. My friend, did you know it's amazing to me, brethren, but there's a lot of folks ain't never seen the church. You know that. These folks been saved for years and ain't never seen the church. My friend, you say, preacher, you can't preach that. My my friend, I believe I can. My friend, I believe I can. Well, preacher, if I'm saved, the Lord will show me everything. My friend, let me phrase it in a way you can understand it. My friend, He has everything to show you. My friend, but you might not see very much of it. It takes humbleness to see it. Yes, it does. It takes somebody humbling themselves. Said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due season. Now, I don't know about you, but I can tell you this morning, brethren, I've had the Lord to exalt me. Brethren, they wouldn't nobody in this world around. They wouldn't nobody in this world believe, brethren, what He does. But I can tell you, He done it. He done it. He's proved Himself. You say, preacher, He won't do that. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, I believe. Yeah. In the book of Hebrews, it says, when you tempted me and proved me, huh? In the wilderness, you proved me and you tempted me. Yes, sir. But they done it in a bad way. Come get a verse of a song. I'm about done. I might as well finish. Might as well be done. Jethro, I'm going to tell you something this morning. There's some things about Jethro that I didn't see, that I had never seen till this morning. They are. You say, preacher, I didn't see very much. Well, I've read it I don't know how many times, and I hadn't seen very much. Hadn't never thought about Jethro very much. Just don't think about him, just to be honest with you. Now, I'm going to be honest as I can be, brethren, reading it to you this morning. Brethren, there's some things about Jethro that the Lord let me, if nothing else, thank God, I got a blessing just reading it this morning. Yes, sir, I've read it before. I've read it just very recently. I'm talking about very, very recently. And Jethro just didn't stick out to me. But Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, was one that Moses wanted to carry with him. And he said, the Lord has spoken great things, good things, concerning Israel. I'm going to reread just a little bit of it. Lord being my helper. There are things that I get a hold of sometimes that I just wonder who it's for and what it's for. To be part of the church and to be a good member of a church, I'm just going to be honest with you. You have to work at it. You have to work at it. You say, preacher, I don't like them that are in charge. Well, if them are in charge, I wouldn't like it either. I know y'all think I'm about half crazy anyway. But I'll just be honest with you. Just honest as I know how to be. If the Lord's not in charge, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. The Lord ain't in charge right here at Mountain View Baptist Church. We're in trouble, folks. Now, I know people have to do things. Don't get me wrong. I ain't talking about that. But if the Lord's not in charge, me and you's we're on a bad journey. Do you know the journey ain't to
Ain't too bad when you let the Lord be your guide. Quit letting Him be the co-guide, co-pilot, what they say. God is my co-pilot. Well, He ought to be your pilot. Ought to be. Not just on Sunday, but every day, every hour. I don't know why the Lord works with me on one more, but He does. I thought about just hooking mine up, going around mowing yards. He likes to ride with me. I live on a hill, and it might be a good thing. You know that? It might be a good thing that he likes to ride with me. This is what Moses, and they departed from the mount of the Lord, 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them into 3 days. To search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was upon them by day when they went out of the camp. When the ark, and it came to pass when the ark set forward that Moses said, "Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee." And when it rested, he said, "Return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel." The reason their journey was so sweet was that it was directed by the Lord. You say, "Preacher, that ark was the sign, the symbol, if you'll have it, that God was with them, was that ark and in the resting place." Moses had said to Jethro, he said, and he said, "Leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be, that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will we do unto thee." You've got all the rights and all the benefits of any member here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Let us stand. We'll sing a verse of some song.